Be safe.
And now a star is born. On March 27th, 1963, the world welcomed little baby Quentin Tarantino. Critics say the delivery of the future filmmaker was a magnificent tour de force. Although the graphic birth scene was way over the top, also starring Samuel L. Jackson, Quentin Tarantino, A Star is Born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today signing the just-passed $2.2 trillion coronavirus economic stimulus package designed to help workers, states, local governments, and healthcare systems cope with the ongoing pandemic.
This will deliver urgently needed relief to our nation's families, workers, and businesses. And that's what this is all about.
The virus has killed just under 1,500 in the U.S., with confirmed cases approaching 100,000, now the highest infection rate in the world. Nearly half the nation's fatalities from COVID-19 have been in New York State.
That is going to continue to go up, and that is the worst news that I could possibly tell the people of the state of New York.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says hospitalizations are now doubling every 4 days and could overwhelm the state's healthcare system. America is listening to Fox News.
That's still less than well under 1% of the country. Jeez. Curfew tonight, kids.
No, don't touch me, babe. Please keep your hands off of your face. Where is that disinfectant spray? I hope this blows over by May. Where is that disinfectant spray? Shake those maracas.
You know, in the actual song Touch Me by the Doors, I think they say stronger than dirt at the end.
I think you're right.
No way.
Yeah.
Now, listen.
Let me, and I love some Doors.
Right. Let's talk to Chris while I pull that up on YouTube. Chris.
Hey.
Hey.
I was wondering if I could request something I heard, I think it's a week or so ago, last time I heard Bernie Sanders. Things staying alive?
Yeah, I have that.
I remember that.
Sure, I'll get that on for you.
I was lucky. I was at a stoplight when he started playing that, because if I hadn't been, I'd have run off the road and left.
Have you got the radio on now?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Hang up, and you'll hear it immediately, okay? Just for you.
All right.
This is what
Thank
we call
you.
Curbside Thank radio service.
That's right. Bam!
Can tell by the way I use my walker. I'm not a woman's man, I'm a non-stop talker. I am loud and I am old. Been here so long, I'm covered in mold. It's all right, it's okay. You may be saying there is no way. Try to understand, it is my plan to take down Trump. I am the man. Whether you're a voter or whether you're a donor, I'm staying alive, staying alive. Feel the country breaking and everyone is shaking. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive. I ran out of air.
And we'll all run out of money if you ever get in the White House. In fact, if you like the way Bernie sings, I have Bernie do an I Will Survive, Rapper's Delight.
Ooh,
and something called Bernie's Ads on Porn Sites. Because I think that's where a lot of the Bernie bros hang out most of the time, in their basements. We're not trolling conservative websites in the comments section. All right, we played that the Doors parody to open the hour. And I've got Touch Me, the actual song by the Doors. And it's my opinion, has been for a long time, that at the very end, they sing Stronger Than Dirt. I don't know if it'll say that because I've got the version with the lyrics here, but yeah. Let's give it a listen. Tell me what you hear. 40 hits ever, baby. This is the Spotlow Experience, so listen carefully, everybody. Right here.
Wow!
Stronger than dirt.
Wow! Did not know that.
Now, why is that significant, you axe?
The dirt's pretty strong.
Dirt's hard. It's a rock.
Well, actually, that was the ad line, Rosie, I think, for a laundry detergent.
It was.
Oh, is that
it
right? Was.
Really? Wow, that's awesome.
I'm not sure if it was OxyClean or
I wonder if that,
Tide.
No, that was before OxyClean.
All I can remember is the racist,
Tide, probably.
The racist commercial of Ancient Chinese Secret.
Well, yeah, there are a few things.
Secret, huh?
Look, we play that coffee ad all the time from the 50s.
Ooh, yeah, that's true. That was great.
But in its day, it was, I'm sure, very effective. What ad are we talking about? I want you to listen for something in here. When the neighbor comes over to advise the heartbroken wife, whose husband is probably screwing the whole office.
Because her coffee sucks that bad.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
The neighbor. Now, I want you to listen to the inflection of her voice when she says, "Try, I can't do a high voice anymore. I've smoked it off, among other things." But listen to how her inflection. She says, "It's fresh perk." This woman sounds like she was huffing something before she did the commercial.
Took
and
a few
it's,
takes.
It's about midway through. Try Instant Vultures. It's fresh perk. Now listen.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
That's pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee.
Wow.
You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates. Well, see you later.
And you didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax.
Here's
so, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh perk. Good as fresh perk.
She's running out of air.
It sounds like she was doing nitrous oxide. It's perk. However, I killed the rest of the spot. But it does have a happy ending.
Yeah.
She finally gets it right.
There's a couple happy endings.
I believe so, yeah, because...
For the whole office.
Now, let's say hello to Jim. Here in
Good afternoon.
In Curfew City.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Yeah, I just saw that, a curfew. Well, that might be a good thing there. Everybody can gather around in their backyard this evening and tomorrow night, listen to the gunshots.
I've heard
it's
them.
It's a real deal.
There's some things going around. I heard somebody passed, been rumored that the governor is going to lock down the interstate where people can't travel. You know, there's all kind of junk out there, but I'm very disappointed in our governor. I mean, why in the world we ever elected her? But somebody got to her after she just said a few days ago she wasn't going to do this. Something happened there.
Well,
and she basically shut down two big.
Jim,
go ahead.
Yeah. The governorship is a small club of 50.
Yep.
Seven. And it's like I'm convinced that one of the reasons the markets has had such a horrific up and down time, it's not because people like Brent McDonald don't know what to do. It's because day traders and people who are not financial advisors, people who read a book, Trading for Dummies, they're lemmings. They're looking at what the next guy's doing. So when one guy panics, they all jump off the cliff.
That's right.
That's why you see these unbelievable. Now's a good time to buy. So then it goes up. I think governors often operate the same way. Now the woman in charge of Michigan and that asshole in Nevada. Who the hell is he to ban the prescription or use of hydroxychloroquine for people suffering from this? That is one of the most egregious overreaches of political power I've seen anywhere.
A politician instead of a doctor. He's a politician.
Yeah. And they're doing it only for one reason. They hate the president, and the president believes in this and wants people to have it as an option. So I believe there's a peer pressure at some level in this.
I want to thank the governor. With one swipe of her pen, she shut down two large shopping centers in Prattville.
Oh, definitely. Well, she shut down.
And just
She has shut down some manufacturing plants. They were planning on coming back on the 13th. If they can't come back online till the 17th, well, that's another week that that place will be shut down.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. This thing gets toward the end of this April 17th, and they come back and say, well, six more weeks. You can kiss this the economy in this country goodbye.
You are correct. That's why I question. April 17th is a long time.
Especially in that's how we're dealing. We're dealing with things day by day, hour by hour.
That's 3 weeks from today. How about let's go a week or 10 days and revisit.
Exactly.
And if the trend is going in the right direction and people, because I'm telling you, you are going to be looking at a city and states across the country like caged animals, man. We're early in the process.
You're going to get, now down here, we're not as tightly living quarters as they have up north and other places, but they're going to go stir crazy. Imagine if you're in an apartment building with 500 other people and you're in a 1,000-square-foot apartment, you're going to go out of your mind.
I mentioned that in New York, you can't social distance. Your next-door neighbor is 6 feet
through
under,
the wall.
Next
That's
to
right.
you, above you, and below you.
That's right.
And you get walk-ups. You can't take an elevator one person at a time. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
And I just, you know, I'm retired, so I don't have to worry about a job or anything, but my gosh, I got kids.
Yes.
You know, I'm concerned about, but, you know, there's people that are unstable in this country.
Yes.
You're going to, if this thing doesn't wrap up soon, you're going to, but you're going to see people, though, really, people that, you're going to see an increase in suicide.
I agree. Yep. It's already
happening.
Another
thing for people just can't handle it. They can't handle it.
It is already happening. So what does the media do when the president puts a day out there that people can maybe, hey, we got something to aim for here? The media immediately goes into kill Trump mode and distorts the message when he's talking about a planned and prudent reopening of America. It's got to happen because, as others have said, who the hell wants to come back to a dead country over a disease that's killing no more people than the seasonal flu? Thanks for the call, Jim. I just did the myth.
Yeah?
300,000 confirmed cases of this.
Okay.
330 million people. Mm-hmm. So you divide 300,000 by 330 million. What's the percentage you get? Anybody have a calculator?
Let me see. Let me pull up my calculator.
You're doing that. Let me talk about a very essential business, and that's Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. Talk to the people that rely on them for restoration of choices. You know, curfews, as just announced by the mayor and other things. Accidents, they don't take holidays. They don't obey the rules, per se. And there will be people who sadly will require the incredible team at Gulf States Mobility to help them restore to whatever extent is possible the most normal life possible. Sometimes it's a process, short-term or long-term. They do things like ramps and rails, customized motorized equipment, because no two situations are the same. They can't do a one-size-fits-all approach. And in many cases, folks who may have had a mobility limitation years ago now can do things like drive and take control of their daily schedule. It's very empowering because people don't like to feel dependent when life puts them in that position. So with Gulf States Mobility, they call it the most important tool in their kit at their workshop is the human spirit. And they work with that to make and restore choices to people's lives. Their number is 514-6590. When you have a sec, please look them up and like them on Facebook. Essential, I think they are the definition of it. Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. Legal Eagle and local heartthrob,
yes.
Chad.
Got to get the polo pants. Got to get the polo pants. They're closing retail. How you guys doing, huh?
Pretty good, man.
Good, man.
It's insane. You know, the curfew's not too bad. 10 to 5. You know, that's not that bad. I mean, it's not like they said 6 o'clock in the evening.
But I don't think we're there
But
yet.
At this stage, I think we're premature to do this, which I worry about. It becomes a power grab.
Is that the mayor's office or the police department is starting to hear rumors or street talk or something.
Buying into the hype.
And if that's the case, they need to tell us so we can call Applied Security or make sure that, you know, we're our homes are better prepared in case there's, because the lowest of life forms will always take advantage of a situation like
definitely.
This.
They're starting to shut access down to certain towns up in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, it's insane. I mean, not only did they close business down completely, like in Highlands, North Carolina, they now say if you come, if you have a second home up there, like a cabin, like I have, if you come visit, you have to quarantine for 14 days, right? It's quarantine. And if someone comes to visit you, you also have to quarantine if they come visit you. Even if they're not infected, even if they come from a place that's not, you know, like New York, where it's a high-risk area. So it's getting really crazy. But I will say this. We are definitely starting to see exponential growth of the cases in Alabama, in particular counties, you know, in Shelby and obviously Jefferson. But Montgomery's starting to pick up a bit, too. And, you know, if you watch that video that's out there with the guy explaining exponential growth with viruses like this, you basically go from 10 to 10,000 in like 20 days. I mean, it's pretty scary. So, you know.
Well, just to support your opinion, Chad, I've looked at the Facebook reaction and people are approaching it with a sense of humor. Can't repeat all the comments. A lot of moms have advised their teenage kids there's nothing good after midnight anyway.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Hey, the best line I've heard today is, I've washed my hands so many times, I found test answers on my hands from 1964.
Oh, that's great. I love that. I love that. I hope somebody makes a meme out of that and sends it to me so I can put it over.
Oh, that'd be great, man. I found my science quiz answers on my hands from 1964.
Well, we've wiped down the studio so much in here, this table is starting to delaminate and fade away.
It's so clean.
My hands are delaminated.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, my hands hadn't delaminated like this since I was 13.
That's right.
Hey, my friend, is there something I can play for your entertainment today?
You know what? Let's play Germany.
Norm.
Germany?
In fact, somebody called and asked for some Norm.
Yeah. William B.
So, William B., yeah. All right.
You guys hang in there, okay?
All right, man. Take care, Chad.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Germany.
I don't want William B. to think that we forgot him. So here's how it's going to go, kids.
All right.
We're going to get a quick traffic update. You're going to hear Norm MacDonald.
All right.
We'll get to the forecast in your local news. And again, in case you haven't heard, and so far, one of our listeners says, I got to be at work at 5 a.m. in Tallahassee.
I'm saying. Ooh. Dude, they're not considering that there are still people working.
Yeah.
And
not everybody starts 9 to 5.
Right.
Exactly.
Let's say I'm going to work, and let's say I've got a strict attendance policy at my work, and Mr. Friendly Officer pulls me over, and now I'm late for work. You can't go in there with a, hey, man, the guy pulled me over. That doesn't work.
No. Especially around here.
No.
Now, I know that Roz got a letter from Costco identifying her as an essential worker. We got ours here at the company. That I don't know if that exempts you from a curfew. I just don't want Mars lights behind me.
Well, there you go. God. Nobody wants that.
Coming in early. You know, if I want to get a full show ready by 6, I got to be here before 5 o'clock.
You got work to do.
So we'll see how all of that's going to work. That may mean, and this is going to be...
I'm curious about enforcement, too.
It may mean I won't have time to make breakfast for the boys in the morning.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, traffic, Norm MacDonald, and then we're back. If you got a request, 272-9228 is 520. Oh, and by the way, live tomorrow morning at 6.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, another check on the highways. And being it's a little bit after 5 o'clock, heading towards 5:30, we've got a lot more congestion on the highways now. Atlanta Highway is busy outbound from Madison all the way out to Taylor Road. Taylor Road showing some congestion as well as the Boulevard, especially Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway back over to the Atlanta Highway. Troy Highway, East-South Boulevard, Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge outbound, as well as 331 and 31 up to Prattville. Interstate system looking looking good, rolling at the speed limit. Keep it here. We will keep you updated all afternoon long. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. Never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. They have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards, and we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. As of this afternoon, there were close to 600 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 3 deaths in the state. ADPH has an interactive map that gives a breakdown of cases in each county, as well as how many tests have been performed across the state. We have a link to the interactive map on our website, alabamanews.net. New orders coming from the governor today for businesses. Governor Ivey ordered several non-essential businesses to close starting tomorrow until April 17th. Businesses fall into four categories: entertainment venues like movie theaters and concert venues, athletic facilities and activities like gyms and sports complexes, non-essential close contact service establishments like nail and hair salons, and non-essential retail stores like book, clothing, and furniture stores. The governor stressing for all Alabamians to take this seriously and do stay home when possible. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very warm March days continues. In fact, we're headed for probably another record tomorrow. That'd be the third in a row. For tonight, we'll be dry. Overnight low temperature down to about 66, so very mild. Upper 80s to near 90 again tomorrow. That'll break the record of 87. Saturday daytime will be dry, but maybe a few showers later on Saturday night and perhaps through Sunday morning. Sunday's high around 78. The pollen count still in the high to very high range, at least through Saturday, if not longer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Binging on TV, this virus is skeevy. All of the kids bored out of their heads. Put this booze in the blender, had it since December. Now I'll keep drinking till I hit the bed. Wasting away again in Quarantinaville. Feel like I'm just locked in a vault.
Vault, vault, vault.
Some people claim that Obama's to blame, but I know not his own damn fault.
You want to know what's really funny? Back at the beginning of the month, and again, I would love to share my April magazine column with you guys, but I got to be fair to my publisher because it doesn't come out till Wednesday.
Right. I can't wait to read it.
But even since I wrote that last weekend, so much has changed, and I'm glad I put a
disclaimer
at the beginning saying, hey, by the time you read this, some of the stuff may have changed quite a bit. It's called One Flew Into a Cuckoo's Nest. And it's getting kookier by the minute. Somebody posted a response to the mayor's curfew. No crime, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Is it crime-free zone?
Yeah. Because those work out so well.
They do.
Again, I understand. The governor and the mayor both want to do the best for the citizens of Alabama. But I think establishing a three-week moratorium on the businesses that have been affected today by the forced closure at 5 tomorrow afternoon, I think it is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think that's too long. I think you should take a more pragmatic approach because the numbers are changing every day. Read David Blackman's blog. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on with us tomorrow morning.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that.
And we're going to focus on the piece. He's got at dbdailyupdate.com. Media hysteria notwithstanding, the real numbers on COVID-19 are actually encouraging. And earlier today, I posted that piece by the guy because I think he should be charged with a
Definitely.
Terror threat because he has cost the world over $5 trillion in economy. His name is Neil Ferguson. Mm-hmm. Of Imperial College in London. He's an epidemiologist, yep. Okay? So this is a specialty. So when he and that renowned place of higher learning, the Imperial College in London, he warned that an uncontrolled spread of the virus could cause as many as 510,000 deaths in Britain and up to 2.2 million deaths in the U.S. And that's how, unfortunately, not too many people went and got a second opinion. Now, this man and the Imperial College in London have numbers that are far lower. In Britain, it's unlikely to exceed 20,000. That's out of an initial estimate. This is not we missed by a few. This is we missed it by infinity. There's a big difference between 510,000 and 20,000. And you have to, this sounds cold, I suppose, but many of the people who are contracting this and not surviving are people with poor immune systems. One doctor said many of the people that have passed away from this so far probably would not have lived another year because they had so many serious pre-existing conditions. And 2.2 million in the U.S., that number is not likely to exceed what we would have with any seasonal flu at this point. And then the media, what does our irresponsible media do? They're out there, ah, we got the highest incidence of coronavirus in the world.
They had the highest incidence of the Trump derangement syndrome in the world. Yes.
Because, number one, we have the third largest country. Two, that assumes and presumes you believe what China says. And
Thank
if you,
you
do,
yeah.
You are an ignorant dumbass.
Yep.
Bunch of liars.
And countries like Italy, with their incompetent, under-equipped, and understaffed National Health Service,
that's right.
Yeah. What's saving the bacon in this country right now is the private sector. I heard Mike Lindell, you may not like his commercials or even his product, but he's converted his factory into making face masks.
Yep.
A lot of people have done that.
GM is doing that.
And while the loudmouth governor of New York is, you really didn't come through for it. There's a hospital ship on the way up there now in case. But there are still beds available in ICU in New York.
And there's 20,000 ventilators sitting in a warehouse.
In a warehouse.
That's right.
So,
explain that.
Yeah. The problem is you got to have trained personnel to do that. This is what we get. So, this curfew goes into effect tonight, 10 to 5. I have a police ID. I'm a credentialed member of the media. I don't know that would help me pick up chicks in the day, but.
We know how that
Dude,
works.
Dude, don't worry. Yeah. If they have a choice between you or me, they're picking me.
Because you got hair. But Greg, don't you?
Well, every drug dealer in the 80s looked like me. I got stopped for that once at O'Hare Airport. The presumption that I was bringing in a load from South Florida on a flight to Chicago.
Last time I was on a plane, they took my shoes. Well, they gave me back, but they, yeah, I mean, I was with a group of a whole bunch of people, and they picked me. Come on.
Imagine that.
Yeah, but they can't do anything about somebody who actually looks like a terrorist because that would be profane.
I never understood. Hey, you in the nun outfit, come on over here. We're going to have to check you out.
Yeah, we're not sure you look
right. Like Mr. Saudi, you go on by. You're good to go. But I worry that the mayor is striking fear in the public by putting that curfew out there. What is that curfew from 10 to 5 going to do? Besides make you think, why is that curfew there? Is crime all of a sudden jumping? Are we expecting that?
I really do want to know the motivation behind the decision, but I can't say with certainty that he didn't reveal that in his press conference. But
yeah.
Other than slowing the spread of coronavirus, David.
Hey, how are y'all doing today, Greg?
Good.
Doing good.
You know, my daughter and my son-in-law and grandson live in Charlotte, North Carolina. They've been there for 5 years, and in 5 years, the liberal city council and mayor have raised the property taxes three times on them in 5 years. So, like many others in Charlotte, they're looking to get out of Charlotte, and a lot of people move right across the border into South Carolina. So they put their house up for sale on Thursday. They had a contract on Sunday, and they started looking for houses over in South Carolina and their realtor, because their state is on lockdown and the city's on lockdown, was told that he could not take them out to show them houses while they've got a contract and got to be out of their existing home in 30 days.
That's why there's got to be some allowances made. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah. So, you know, he basically told, you know, the powers that be, he said, we aren't even looking in North Carolina. We're looking in South Carolina. So South Carolina isn't on lockdown. So you have no right to tell me that I can't show people, prospective clients, homes that are in another state. You know, he said, so they've been out looking even though they're not supposed to be, quote unquote.
There's going to be situations like this by the thousands, David. It's just, I certainly appreciate your frustration.
Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you guys. Take care.
All righty.
Thanks, David.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does not share the enthusiasm Democratic leaders showed for the stimulus bill because they're only going to some people with Social Security numbers and not immigrants with tax IDs, meaning illegals.
Exactly.
Bitch, you are one of many of the biggest mistakes. Not you, Rosie.
Rosie?
Never.
I'm just glad to see you today.
She says all immigrants. That means people who just waltzed in. They should get a check out of our pocket.
No.
They're already spreading enough pork around in that bill.
Well, let her pay them. Let her pay him out of all that money she made bartending.
Yeah.
Let her pay him. And that's why I'm so sick of, we should do this, we should do that. Why don't you lead by example?
If people aren't realizing what a disaster the 2018 midterm election is, this is the time to realize it. Because that bill should have been passed a week ago with none of the crap that Pelosi snuck in. That woman should rot in hell when her time comes she did just for this week, mm-hmm. never mind all the other
this week.
Years of
yeah.
grief. And I don't know how the president deals with it. He, unless he vents out of sight, I don't know that I could stand there with those mealy-mouthed reporters asking insipid questions and then people like Pelosi saying, yeah, well, we'll pass the stimulus, but I want you to, you know, give me billions of dollars for all this crap.
I wanted Trump to make her get out there and make her plea to the American people. That's what I really wanted to do.
Well, I got news for you. I think he's already made it clear. If another
ain't
one
coming
comes,
around again, that's right.
There ain't going to be none of that again. And he will make it clear to the American people, I will not sign this because.
Right. And like you said a couple days ago, Trump likes to win. He does not like to lose. So in this case, just my personal opinion, he was willing to take one on the chin from Pelosi mm-hmm. just to get this bill passed because he knew the kind of relief the country needs.
All I'm trying to do is get him to have that one moment where he melts down, right. And they'll use that against him. Well, we can't have somebody with such an ill temper in the White House.
They keep poking the bear.
They do, and they keep losing every
single time. That's what's so funny.
Yeah.
I would have lost it by now. There's no way, Greg.
Oh, me? I would have kept my cool. Got to take a traffic check at 5:39.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident, 3100 block of Taylor Road. That's going to be just about at Vaughn Road as you approach Vaughn Road coming from East Chase, right near the BP station that's there. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles as they clean that one up. Elsewhere around the city right now, on the boulevard, we have some light congestion at all the major intersections. I-65 and 85 rolling along at the speed limit with moderate traffic. No other accidents to tell you about at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, hey, the Lord of the Laminates is on the line. Jeff Mallinson, how are you, man?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Very good.
Well, I know I'm better because when I go home, I'm going to see new carpeting in my room, and that's going to
Hey, you are. I forgot about that. You absolutely are. That's a good-looking piece Miss Ross picked out as well. So I'm anxious to hear how much you like it.
Well, I've already seen pictures, and my gosh, Jeff, I should have done this a year ago. Life gets busy, but I can't wait to see it when I get home.
Well, that's awesome. And I'm just calling. I was listening. I love listening to you guys' show. You guys are very informative, and I think in touch with a lot of people who, agree with what y'all talk about. But I want to let everybody know that we are open. People in our line of work are considered essential. And we have been very, very, very busy. A lot of people, have talked about, oh, this is going to kill business. Well, we've been just swamped with business. We've got commercial businesses that right now, because they're slow, is a good time for us to do work in commercial offices. Residential, we're practicing all the procedures of, safe distancing. And, if you have an area in your home that you need new floor covering in, give us that area, quarantine yourself in another room of the house, and when you walk out, you'll have brand new flooring, whether it be hardwood or carpet or vinyl. So just really want to let everybody know we're open. We're available to give you the best price on flooring in the River region right now.
I'm going to be sharing pictures of my new flooring. And what are your hours on Saturday, Jeff?
We're 9 to 5 Monday through Friday right now. Normally we're 9 to 7 Monday through Friday and 9 to 6 on Saturday. But we have, to give people the appropriate space, this week and next week we'll be doing 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
But that should, and I'm going to give everybody my cell number. So if you have any questions, you can call. You will come out and do free estimates. And right now, if you don't want to come into the store, we are bringing a mobile showroom out to your house. So we can bring any car.
Great idea.
We can bring the samples to you, whether you're looking for hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl. We'll load the van up, and we'll bring it out to your house.
Man, that's brilliant.
Give me a call, 334-294-5218. Again, that's 334-294-5218, or you can call the store, 334-244-7004.
All right, Jeff, we'll be here tomorrow morning. We're working weekend morning shows so people know that you're open and to help the great businesses that have been part of our family for years. So if you got a moment tomorrow morning before 8:30, give us a call.
I'll do it. Love, peace, and taco grease.
All righty, man. Take care. All right, I've got to go recover my voice.
Shopping local has never been more important. Small businesses right here in our community are depending on me and you now more than ever. Pig Enterprises has invested into and supported our local community because we believe in the people that make it the best place to live and work. We are your friends and neighbors. We have a vested interest in seeing you, your family, and our community soar. We humbly ask you in this time of social distancing to consider keeping your dollars local with people just like you. Big nationwide companies have been touting vehicle buying completely online. Pig Enterprises offers the same online vehicle purchase experience, and your hard-earned money will stay right here in your community. Shop our inventory online at PIGGENT.com. Select your vehicle, apply for financing, and we can deliver the vehicle right to your driveway. Call us today, 491-7444, or visit us online at PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises, or we'll come to you and get a squeal of a deal.
O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Restore the power in your car with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one bottle, get one free. Plus, double O'Rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Hi, this is
is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. New orders coming from the governor today for businesses. Governor Ivey ordered several non-essential businesses to close starting tomorrow until April 17th. Businesses fall into four categories: entertainment venues like movie theaters and concert venues, athletic facilities and activities like gyms and sports complexes, non-essential close contact service establishments like nail and hair salons, and non-essential retail stores like book, clothing, and furniture stores. The governor stressing for all Alabamians to take this seriously and do stay home when possible. As of this afternoon, there were close to 600 confirmed COVID-19 cases and three deaths in the state. ADPH has an interactive map that gives a breakdown of cases in each county, as well as how many tests have been performed across the state. We have a link to the interactive map on our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. Windows and siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very warm March days continues. In fact, we're headed for probably another record tomorrow. That'd be the third in a row. For tonight, we'll be dry. Overnight low temperature down to about 66, so very mild. Upper 80s to near 90 again tomorrow. That'll break the record of 87. Saturday daytime will be dry, but maybe a few showers later on Saturday night and perhaps through Sunday morning. Sunday's high around 78. The pollen count still in the high to very high range, at least through Saturday, if not longer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
And of course, Mr. Electric is an essential service. 245-1566, what's electrifying? Within the last hour, the mayor has issued a curfew effective this evening. 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. 5 a.m., excuse me. So, while I have a police ID, media credential.
A mugshot don't count, Greg.
I mean, I got that.
Me too.
Come on. I'm just wondering, you know, I guess I'm going to have to...
Show boob.
Push the... twist the dragon's tail and leave at my regular time... And find out how many times I get pulled over between Arrowhead and here.
How long does it take you to get here?
But this is the number people need to know. In the state of Alabama, we have tested 4,755 people.
All right.
We have 627 confirmed cases. In Montgomery, 18 confirmed cases and zero deaths. And yet, I guess in the eyes of the...
What's the curfew going to do, Greg?
No deaths, 18 cases.
You think
statewide, 627 cases, which means a lot of the testing that's taking place has been from people who have a symptom and think they've got it. Go get tested.
Do you think maybe...
That's not a very good percent. I mean, I'm glad that we don't have that many people infected with it.
Right.
But... I think the reason the test number is so high and the confirmed cases is so much lower proportionately is because of the panic. I got to go get tested.
Right. People in perfectly good health were trying to get tested. They were getting turned away.
Let's see. So Autauga County, come on, the map is a little bit slow. 6 confirmed cases, 0 deaths.
Go to Elmore.
Elmore.
I think we've had 1 death.
Not even, no. You didn't say that?
No. Oh, okay.
Confirmed cases, 12.
No deaths.
0 deaths. Oh. No more. It could be some cases have been transferred from hospitals for a multiplicity of reasons.
Right.
I just got a text from somebody named Jacqueline Tomlinson who says, you know a good lighter, I'll light somebody's hair.
Get him!
Jacqueline, that's why you are a goddess. And Debbie, you're going to be our last caller. How are you?
Okay, thank you. I'm fine. Doing good, not coughing, no fever. Wonderful.
Good.
Yeah. You know, I wonder why we can't have a law that will not allow pork barreling during a crisis, because it seems like every single time there's a flood, there's a hurricane, there's a bailout for, you know, these states that have issues, now it's for the whole country, they always want to throw a pork barrel out the ears on us. And
The president did one thing interesting with the Defense Production Act. He ordered GM to make ventilators. Yeah. That way, maybe we'll recoup some of the $40 billion we lost when we bailed them out under Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
very
was
nice. Well, you know what? He has been quite brilliant in a lot of the things he's doing. I love the way he's letting each state handle their own.
Yep.
In my opinion, that will give us a huge amount of ideas of what not to do and what to do during these times, because they can, you know, kind of pick and choose which worked, which didn't work, and why. So to me, it's brilliant not to just do a blanket on everybody and hope for the best. So I think he's handling it well. I just hate that the Congress pork barrels every time we have to have some kind of an emergency situation and a bailout. And this, to me,
this is only going to happen one time.
Yeah.
If another stimulus is needed for the American people, it'll be without all this other bullshit that the Democrats rammed through.
But you know they have folders in their desk where they're waiting for times like this to get out the pork barrel bills.
Mm-hmm.
They're waiting for these times.
They don't care.
Nope.
They are feathering their own nests, and you can count on 2 hands maybe the number of people that are in it for the right reason.
Yep.
Debbie, thanks for the call.
Good call.
I'm an idiot. What's pork belly or pork barrel?
Pork barrel is a political term. This is where they steal from the taxpayers to reward specific constituents or donors who have suggested, if I donate this to you and you get elected, maybe you can help my, you know, grease my palm.
Right. Pave my street and my driveway.
Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
The biggest mystery of all of the afternoon was, what do the Doors really sing at the end of Touch Me?
Something about a rock.
Listen to that. The end of the song. One more time. Because Cooter has solved the mystery for us. I say they sing Stronger Than Dirt. Listen carefully. And the laundry detergent that was stronger than dirt was Ajax.
Ajax.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
That's right.
Yeah, that was them.
Yes.
So thank you, Cooter, for putting that mystery to rest. He is the Robert Stack of this show. He's out there in a trench coat solving mysteries for us when we can't solve them on our own. So tomorrow morning, I will see you guys bright and early.
Yes, sir.
Rock and roll.
I will get here.
Bells and alarms going off.
Before me.
Yeah. And by the way, yes, Rosie is going to do our next commercial for Applied Security, because she can tell you how great they are.
It works.
And again, I want to again thank Mr. Electric. Yes, they are essential, so if you need work done at your home, call them at 245-1566 or visit Mr. Electric of Montgomery.com. 5:55.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Got an accident to tell you about. This one is on Taylor Road, approaching Vaughn Road, just past Plantation Crossing. Going to be right near the Applebee's there as you head up towards Vaughn Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles en route. This is a minor accident. Should be out of the way pretty quickly. Around the boulevard, we've still got some congestion at all the major intersections, but not a lot. Atlanta Highway outbound busy, as well as Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson Drive. The 31's a few cars there. And, of course, a lot of traffic on Norman Bridge and 331 outbound. Interstates are looking good. Keep it here. We will keep you updated on the ride home. Get ready for spring and shop at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Restore the power in your car with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one bottle, get one free. Plus, double O Rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial.